You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people. Happy Hello. 420. Sorry.
Hello, good people, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And this week we actually have a guest with us. So to start off, we're going to introduce Doug Parks, my co-host.
Hello, hello.
And then we are going to introduce our guest this week. It is Estee Lawrence coming to
Hi.
You. Coming to you from Texas.
Yep.
So Estee has been my friend for many years, as we just realized, grade school. And as she kindly pointed out in less harsh words, she has known me for way too damn long.
I didn't say that.
I said you pointed it out.
Well, I know who to talk to now when I need advice, because I've only known you 3-4 months.
Yeah, 3-4 months.
Oh, the stories I could tell you.
Story number one, I'm an asshole.
No, you're not an asshole.
Just my sister.
So I wouldn't say she's an asshole, but like, all I could say is I would not want to piss her off. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very accurate, actually.
Which sister?
Carrie.
So I think we, like, side note, we were on the bus one time, and I think, like, her and this girl had this, like, tiff going on, and the girl had commented about her makeup, which, you know, her makeup was fine. Like, her makeup was always on point. And I think she wound up beating the living daylights out of her, and she made this girl cry, which, it was kind of hilarious, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Carrie has a short temper.
Yeah.
How short is it?
As short as she is.
That's pretty short. Her little ass is short.
Yes, she is. She's a big old bottle of dynamite. Don't shake her because she'll explode.
Yep.
So how is everything going in Texas with the COVID-19 relief at this point, Estee?
We're still seeing COVID patients, but not like the numbers that New York is seeing. The hospital that I work with, which is, it's a military hospital, they've set up a drive-through clinic for the patients. That way, the individuals aren't getting out of their vehicles. They're being tested right there in their vehicles. They are testing. We are identifying people. It's just people need to stay home and wash their hands and stay away from people.
You know, I'm really surprised that you left this neck of the woods so long ago and you still had to add that extra R in wash.
Everyone makes fun of me for it because I say water, I say wash, and like every time they're like, water, I'm like, it's water.
I know. I always agitate everybody because I've like trained myself to say wash and water. And mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, you don't say it like people typically around this area say it. I say, cause I've trained myself to not say it that way.
To talk properly.
Yeah. And like, I'll agitate people when they say wash, because I'll be like, oh, did you add that extra R in there on purpose? Is that like the secret serum? As we are moving along and people are saying that we're starting to move out of the whole COVID-19 pandemic, How do you feel about that? Do you think we're moving out of it, or do you think that it's just we're starting to flatten that curve?
As a healthcare professional, I feel that, yes, you know, with us, you know, staying inside, having, you know, salons, restaurants, has significantly flattened that curve. But I was just reading an article today where they've actually identified another strain of this coronavirus that is in Europe right now. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, do we open back up and hope for the best, or do we, you know, continue with our preventative measures that we've been, you know, doing thus far?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good question that everybody has at this point is, where do we go from here? And, you know, we've heard a lot of experts say, and Doug and I have done quite a bit of research throughout this time period on the COVID-19 and everything. And a lot of people are saying that we probably won't ever see this go away, much like H1N1 and the typical flu. It'll stay around and we'll have to do many different measures to try to mitigate it. And also the thing that they have said is we can't just go back to normal life very quickly, because then it could cause a whole other issue. And then I know at one point they were very concerned with the whole fact of, is if it goes back to the animals and then comes back to humans, it's therefore it's going to mutate in that aspect again.
Well, I mean, look at the flu. The flu's a virus. You know, there's different strains of flu every year. You know, that's why hopefully, you know, the scientists, they can, you know, find a vaccine that's going to work, and it may possibly become like an annual vaccine, like we do the flu vaccine.
Yeah, I agree very much so that at this point, it does look like we are going to have an annual vaccine. So with that, we're going to segue into the reason why we have Estee on is because we wanted to do an episode on conspiracy theories, and more specifically with conspiracy theories around COVID-19. But I feel like we can branch out and get into other conspiracy theories and have some fun with it. So Estee, what is your conspiracy theory on the COVID-19 and that outbreak?
So my conspiracy theory about COVID-19 is it has to do with the Hong Kong riots that were going on in Hong Kong, coincidentally around the time of, you know, it, you know, presenting itself in Wuhan, and then eventually making its way, you know, to the entire world. So I don't know if you read up on, you know, what the protests in Hong Kong were all about. Have you?
Yeah, I've read a little bit about it from the information that you had shared with me.
So pretty much in a nutshell, Hong Kong is like, it's like Puerto Rico. It's a part of China, but it's not technically China, right? Yeah. So the same thing goes with Taiwan. Well, if anybody knows anything about China, is that, you know, they're a predominantly communist country. So Hong Kong had introduced a bill to, you know, pretty much they could punish anyone anytime they wanted, and they kind of like legal jargoned it to a way to where it said mutual fugitive offenders and mutual legal assistance. That's so that mutual legal assistance pretty much was Hong Kong's way of saying, well, if you're going to talk crap about China, well, you're just going to, you know, disappear and wind up in a prison labor camp somewhere. So, you know, there's a new generation of people in China who don't necessarily agree with the communist ideology of their forefathers. You know, they want their own, either we're going to be a part of China or we're going to be our own little entity. And these riots have been going on since December when the Wuhan flu came out. And now all of a sudden everything's focused on COVID-19 and not these riots where people are getting gunned down in broad daylight in the street by police officers.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting that, you know, this stuff started breaking out at the same time that the whole COVID-19 awareness had started. And there's a lot of speculation to certain things in the United States where, you know, conspiracy theories have rose over COVID-19. However, I do see like your point on where you're hitting at with that is it's a very, very big thing to take everybody's mind away from the riots and everything that's going on in another country to have this disease that outbreak and has kind of mitigated that or lessened that whole thing that, you know, was going on over there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still going on. They're still rioting, you know, and I can understand, like, I understand their viewpoints, you know, but the only thing that's really going to change is if China changes, and I don't foresee China changing because, you know, have you ever seen some of them videos where they beat each other in their Congress, their version of our Congress? It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And I mean, it's a communist lifestyle too, so it's completely different than anything we're used to. And I mean, we're looking at it with different set of eyes too, where many of the people over there, they've been living in that situation for a long time. Now, keeping on the whole China aspect of things, there's a lot of people that said that this was actually put forth to try to mitigate some of the population in China. What are your thoughts about that?
I could see that, you know, because, you know, for the longest time, remember, they had that one child rule, you know, and they quote unquote got rid of it, which, you know, if we know anything about Chinese politics, that isn't true, because, you know, families are getting rid of the female babies, you know?
Yeah, that's why there's so many in adoption agencies and everything else. Like, the amount of children that are in the system over there is just ungodly at this point.
It is, and, you know,
the gays will adopt them.
What do you say?
He said the gays will adopt them.
Oh. Hey, man, why not? You know, if they're going to a loving family, why not? Anyway, that's another tangent for another time. But as I was saying, I also kind of feel that this is nature's way of thinning out the herd, you know? The world is grossly overpopulated right now.
Yes, very much so. And so now we're going to segue into a conspiracy theory that Doug had brought up today about, and it actually goes back to the thinning of the herd and lessening population. Would you like to share that with us, Doug?
Yeah, how much do you want me to share of it?
Just do a brief summary of it.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of things and just watching and listening, and I truly believe that it wasn't the Chinese who made this. I think it wasn't really necessarily made from something new, because the coronavirus comes in many different forms, like SARS and stuff like that. This is just a new mutated form, because man can't leave shit alone. So they were messing around with some stuff. Maybe they didn't know what they really had. Maybe they were trying to come up with something on purpose. But I really do believe that the sole purpose is population control. And I think this was made maybe in America and taken over to China, and they were being paid to process it or make it or whatever. And either they meant for it to get out of hand or it just got out of hand somehow. I really don't believe that it was a fucking bat and somebody ate a bat, because that's just insane. You know, because I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And there's a lot of speculations on how it was created and how it, you know, had come about or the outbreak initially started. There is very strong evidence that said that China actually released it, whether it was on purpose, whether it was by accident. A doctor in China or a scientist in China actually released the disease, and then it started to spread throughout the world. I think the reason why it was so easily contracted and so easily spread was how quickly and easily it was made to spread.
I also think that I don't think this was recent. I think this goes back at least a year or more, because last year I got so sick. I ended up going to the doctor and patient first. Patient first did blood work or whatever they do. Stuffed that thing down my face, throat, and up my nose. They said that I had flu A and B at the same time. So I made an appointment for my doctor the next day and went in there, and they did the same thing. And I came back as not having the flu. They said, we don't know what you have, but it's not the flu. Oh. And I think that was going around a lot back then. A lot of people were getting sick. Everybody I knew was getting this weird flu, and it was like messing them up really bad. Some people would affect it different. And then this cough stuck around afterwards. I couldn't get rid of it. I still have it, and it's been over a year. But I think that was COVID-19 then, or the coronavirus. And it since then has mutated or changed into something else. But I think China's lying about the time frames, and I think they're lying about a lot of stuff.
And I can also agree with the whole cough thing. I've had a persistent cough for the past year, and it still hasn't went away. And it's not as bad as it was last year, but it's still there. And I still, you know, sometimes have it where I'll have little coughing fits. So, I mean, I can agree with that. Maybe it was a different strand of it. However, I do think that it has been going on for a little bit longer than what we feel that it is at this point. I feel like a more abundance of people are getting it at this point, and more people are contracting it, because I think that whole mutation took a different effect or a different way and mutated differently.
There's also that argument that people who had a flu vaccine last year are testing positive for COVID now. Anybody who had a flu vaccine, you're going to automatically test positive for COVID. So it makes me wonder how accurate their tests are anyway. A lot of people get their flu shots. I don't, but a lot of people do.
Yeah. I mean, I got one last year just because of that's just what I have to do, because I've gotten mine so long that if I don't get it, then I get the flu and I get it really bad, because I didn't get it 1 year and I got it. Oh, it was horrible. But what was that?
I said, I bet the flu, like, you feel like you get hit by a truck when you get the flu.
Yeah, when you get the real flu, like if you don't get a vaccine and you get the real flu, like it'll take you down for weeks. Mm-hmm. And it is bad. And like if you don't stay hydrated, then that shit will kill you.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, because that's what happens to older individuals and, like, you know, younger children. You know, of course, weakened immune system does have a factor that plays into that. You know, but they lose fluid more rapidly than, you know, us adults do. So that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why you see a lot of older people and, you know, especially like the young children who perish from it.
Yeah. And I think that the whole thing with like COVID-19 and taking out the elderly is the lungs. The lungs are not are a lot weaker when they're older than they are when, you know, you're a typical adult. You know what I mean?
And if you've had kids that were born premature, their lungs might not be as strong.
Yeah, very much so. And then like pneumonia will set in and easier in those type of people. And
well, they're saying it's not actually COVID that kills them. It's other stuff because the COVID weakens you so bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it produces like a pneumonia, and you know, if you're already immunocompromised, you know, you already have respiratory issues. You know, that's why they've canceled a lot of these elective procedures, because you know, there's a ventilator shortage, and they need what ventilators they need for those who truly will need them.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of that, let's talk a little bit on the whole PPE shortage.
Don't even get me started.
So you guys have seen a huge PPE shortage in your area?
Yeah. So right now, for me, I have 5 masks. I have to rotate them, and I keep them in paper bags on my desk, and I rotate them daily. So I'll wear one mask one day, and then the other mask, so on and so forth, the preceding days. As far as gloves, the CDC says we can use hand sanitizer on these narrow-tile gloves, which, you know, if you look into the... They say it's okay for you to do that, but when it comes down to it, the alcohol will actually degrade the glove. So it's just like, is it really safe to be using this for patient care?
I don't trust the CDC.
Gloves getting degraded.
Yeah. Doug made a point that he doesn't trust the CDC. And at this point I can kind of agree with him on that, because some of the stuff that they're putting out is like, are you thinking clearly on this, or like, what's going on here?
Well, you remember back when SARS was taking place, do y'all remember that? People were wearing masks, and the CDC told them the masks aren't doing anything because those particles get through. Like, if it's not a regulatory mask, it's not going to work. So people wearing all this stuff that we are wearing, it's really not going to do anything. Now, all of a sudden, they're telling wear the mask. It works. It's still a particulate. What the hell are you all talking about? Like, you can't make up your minds.
Yeah. Well, because, like, this job is the first job that I ever got fit for an N95 mask. If you don't know what an N95 mask is, it's a heavy-duty filtered mask that you're supposed to use when you work with tuberculosis patients.
Yeah, they also use them in the construction industry to help when you're doing saw cutting and things like that to keep silica dust out of your lungs.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, we have them in my job.
Oh, that's good. Well, anyway, so like, they were throwing a fit about these N95 masks. Well, you know, they're like, unless you're this department, that department, or this department, you're not going to get N95 masks. But it was a command directive that all nurses get fit tested. And, you know, I told this guy, I'm like, look, if you have a problem, you can go talk to Colonel So-and-so, because Colonel So-and-so said, I'm a nurse, I need one. You know, because there is the potential that I could be pulled back to the hospital, you know, and potentially be working with a COVID patient, you know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, you got to protect people.
Yeah. And like, it's amazing the shortage of N95s right now too, because it's just crazy. Like, and like I said, you can use them in many different industries. Construction, we use them when we saw cut. We have none, and we can't get any because they're all to the medical industry, which I get and I understand, but I think at some point you need to start saying, okay, so you can't do your job safely, so you need to now close your work because you can't do your job safely. Like, where did the whole doing your job safely altogether start to kind of be lost in this?
Yeah, and like I completely get that. Like, you know, now that I know that, you know, construction uses them, you know, construction isn't stopping. You know, so, and I think a lot has to do with like manufacturers. I think manufacturers are being greedy and they want to gouge, you know, hospitals and construction, the construction industries, so they can make a profit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very much so. And
so, you know, I think in a time like this, you know, the president needs to put his foot down, be like, look, man, it's a pandemic. You're going to take a loss. You know, we got to protect our people versus making money, because there's always time to make money.
Yeah, and I feel like with this whole pandemic, it's very much so that the president is putting it on the governors and saying the governors can make these decisions and that decision. And in all honesty, at this point, I think that we need something from the federal level, not just him saying that, oh, listen to your governor, listen to your governor. We're going to be open by Easter. We're going to be open by May 1st, that kind of stuff. I mean, he doesn't know. And, you know, Fauci thinks that he knows, but does Fauci really know? I don't even think Fauci knows. Fauci's just talking out of his ass, too.
I don't know. Did you hear, did you listen to that doctor today that I sent you about Fauci?
I listened to two of the videos.
Well, Fauci supposedly is the one that created this. And he even got up, like, I think it was 2014 or 2017. There's a video on Facebook with it.
2017.
He got up in front of all these people and was talking about how during this presidency, a major pandemic is going to break out. How did he know that that was going to happen? Unless he was involved with it. But there was all kinds of funding and money that went toward a lot of shit. And there's like a whole conspiracy thing or a whole bunch of documents on Facebook about it.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see that he would have something to do with it because he was very quick to jump on the coronavirus task force. But I did find that really interesting that in 2017, during a press conference, he said that during this presidency, we were going to have something that we were going to have to deal with. And it was going to be very strong on the economy. And we were going to have a pandemic during this presidency. Like, flat out, straight out, he said it.
Plus, he is not a good person. That man is evil. I can see it on him. And I don't like it.
Yeah, you can see it in his face.
Him and Pence have the same shadows, and it's fucking creepy. Pence is an evil motherfucker, too.
That was like Bill Gates, because I was talking to one of their maintenance guys, you know, and he had asked me, you know, my views on the, you know, about opening up and the virus in general. And I told him it's a conspiracy theory. He's like, yeah, I think it's a conspiracy theory. Blah, I can't talk. Conspiracy theory in that Bill Gates. Is it Bill Gates? Yeah, Bill Gates is involved.
Yeah, it goes all the way back from IBM. And there's the lineage on there of his mom and dad and their grandparents. And how this all started with the IBM company. And I think that's what's behind the Mark of the Beast and these chips that people are going to have put in their hands. I don't know if you know anything about religion or the Bible, but it talks about it.
I have some complicated reservations with religion right now.
Yeah. I'm personally not a religion person, or I don't consider myself a Christian. You know, I do believe that God is real and all that, but I think man is like twisted a lot of shit to try to pretty much just.
Yeah. Terry will tell you some days about my my goth years at Tech.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about that?
Oh no, we don't have to talk about that right now. that's definitely another story for another time.
I just friended you on Facebook.
I know, and I just accepted it.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things around Bill Gates that have been coming out that, you know, and he is one of the funders for CDC and a couple other organizations that are, you know, quote unquote, helping us combat this disease.
The WHO, he gives money to them too.
Yeah. And so like a lot of people are saying that, you know, there's going to be a virus or a vaccine that comes out for this virus. And they're going to say that you have to get this vaccine in order to go back to work, in order to be able to, you know, be a normal citizen of society again. And that in that vaccine is actually a microchip, because let's just say that they want everybody to be microchipped. They pretty much have already microchipped us with cell phones, but they want us to be able to be tracked at all points.
I've had a couple people mention that. You know, unfortunately, I work in the medical field, so it probably won't be an option. So,
yeah, you'd have to quit your job, or if you refuse to take it, they would take everything from you. And it's called the one world government. And when you see those things happen, you'll start to realize there's a lot of truth behind what the Bible's saying as far as that goes. Because Revelations is basically just like somebody's psychic account of what's happening in the future. And there's psychics today that have visions and see things. So that's basically all that was. Somebody just took an account of it and it put it in the Bible. Mm. You know? So whether you believe in psychics or any of that either, you know, there's definitely like another power out there, and it's at war. The good power is at war with the bad power.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's some crazy times. It's funny though, because, you know, everyone's stressed out at work. So Nurses Week is actually coming up. It's like May 6th to the 12th. So I got these pens, and you know how, like, with friends on the episodes, it always says the one with? Well, on the pens, I put Nurses Week 2020, the one with the corona apocalypse.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I thought it'd be funny, you know, that way, you know, 10 years down the road, somebody still has the pen, is writing with it. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
We need t-shirts. I survived the coronavirus of 2020.
We should start selling them online.
It's funny because, like, you know, the coronavirus has really put, like, a damper, like, on my dating life. And so the one pickup line I got was, if the coronavirus doesn't take you out, can I?
Oh my God. Did you say yes to that?
No, because homeboy didn't have a job, and I have standards, so.
Yeah, how about the coronavirus weakened your lungs, but you weakened my heart?
Oh. Love it.
That's funny. All right, sure. Estee. So I just wanted to thank you for joining us and talking to us a little bit about conspiracy theories and about COVID-19 in Texas. And we will catch up with you some other time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was definitely fun.
Road trip when we're allowed.
Yes, we're definitely going to take a road trip to Texas when we're allowed, so we can see you and hang out, go out to dinner.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, hopefully, like, Austin is open by then, because 6th Street on Austin is kind of like Bourbon Street in Louisiana.
Awesome. So.
Oh, that would be cool. Maybe we can find yourself a man.
I don't know, like... I got some, these boys, I'm telling you.
I understand.
Just like the one who's like married, and then I go on Facebook and find out he's married, and he's like, "Oh, don't tell my wife." I was like, "Oh, nope, you're gonna rat your own self out. I don't do that."
Wow.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh, I got called a stalker. So with me, I verify everybody, right? So yeah. Hometown was dumb enough to, he was in uniform. He sent me a picture and it had his last name. Well, I knew his first name, so it's, you know, two and two together. So I Facebook checked him. His wife just had a baby on top of it. I'm like, wow, your wife deserves better, dude.
Mm.
He's like, but I'm in a loveless marriage. I'm like, sucks to be you, dude.
Men these days.
And he's probably just lying to her and lying to her. Be honest with her. Move on. If you're not happy, just stop and turn around. Do something different. Like, come on.
Yeah. So it's just like, whatever. So, but when I was talking to my girlfriend about it and this woman overheard, she's like, wow, stalker much? I'm like, really? Like, you can't be too careful nowadays. You have to verify everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because people lie.
Yeah, and it is Facebook stalking, but like, even when I first met Doug, I Facebook stalked him. That's the first thing I want to know. What's your first and last name? And then I'm all over Facebook looking your ass up because you can learn a lot from somebody's Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, even just typing in Google. So I know we're out of time, but I have to tell this story.
Okay, so, go ahead. We'll make it longer for you.
This is when I lived in Hawaii, right? So living in Hawaii, you know, it's a big party scene. So I was out one night. I met this guy. He's a really cool guy. So I had only gotten his first name. So, you know, during the course of, you know, seeing each other for, you know, about a 2 or 3 months, he left his ID out. So it was in plain view. It's not like I snooped or anything. So I found out his last name. Well, he'd been telling me the whole time that, you know, he's Navy intelligence, you know, he's a translator, he knows Chinese, yada, yada, yada. I typed his name in on Google. Homie worked in the post office. He wasn't a translator. He was the mailman. So, I was,
most men are male.
That was like a running joke at work. Like, oh, you're going to go see the mailman today? I was like, shut up. So now I verify everybody.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's just like there's so many different types of people out there. And with social media and stuff, I feel like that helps us a little bit because people truly show their real selves on social media. Sometimes they don't, they kind of hide it and they build up this persona, but there's a lot of little things that people miss on social media that they've kind of lied about the whole time, like job, like in that instance that you just shared, or like relationship status, or like your photos. You can learn a lot from somebody's photos, like looking at their face and looking at them in different situations when they're taking photos or whatever. So you can learn a lot. I mean, I'm a huge Facebook stalker. I'm going to put it out there because I verify everybody, including people like friends that I first meet. Like, I'm checking you out and I'm going to see who you are as a person on social media, because that's going to determine if I'm going to still talk to you or not.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes I go through at least 2 or 3 layers of friends just to see who you hang out with.
Oh, yeah. You could tell a lot by that, too, like the type of people you hang out with. Yeah, it's amazing what you could tell from somebody's social media. And like, you can tell a person's personality by their social media sometimes, too, because if they post constantly stuff about themselves, you know that they are more arrogant than somebody that's constantly posting a meme.
Yeah.
You know, because memes are fun. They're meant to be funny. And when you're posting that kind of stuff, yeah, that's cool. But if you're constantly posting shit about yourself, it's like, come on, brah, you need to stop that because that's just way overbearing.
Or judging everything. Like my mom, her Facebook's nothing but judging people. You know, she's a religious Republican and she puts down everybody and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely, you know, talking with y'all. Hopefully everything settles down soon. That way y'all can come down here, experience Texas.
Yeah, record a episode of the podcast with you and live.
That would be awesome.
That would be dope as fuck. All right, so until next time, listeners, we love you all.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
Follow Kind of a Big Deal on Facebook at Kindcast or fb.me/kindcast. You can also follow the podcast Instagram and Twitter at kind_cast. Check out our podcast anchor page at anchor.fm/kindofabigdeal. Follow Terry Miller on Instagram and Twitter at terrymiller91 and on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. Follow Doug Parks on TikTok at DouglasParks7. XOXO, stay true. This has been a production of Claywater Productions. Listen to our other podcasts, Off the Beaten Path, Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and anywhere else you enjoy listening to podcasts. Bye!